I learned recently that, you know, like when somebody vomits and when you smell vomit,
good morning,
it
everybody.
Makes you want to vomit. That's like a biological guttural defense mechanism to let you know that like someone has been poisoned or like what we've been eating is bad. So like everyone else should throw up.
Oh, we should all do this.
That's wild.
It's like an alarm being like everyone needs to throw up because there's something bad inside of us.
Interesting.
Because poop doesn't make you like throw up as much as vomit makes you want to throw.
Imagine if smelling poop made you had to.
Like, I know, right? Like, oh, okay, let's just run the intro. We are like,
all right, let's go.
Ready, baby?
Yep.
Let's get it.
It's comedy time, baby. Let's go. Filtered. Sorry, that was the on. My bad. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. Good morning. Hope you're having a beautiful Monday. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm disgusted.
And we are unfiltered. I was just seeing yesterday. So you know how we always hear about how, you know, they're gonna ban TikTok or they're gonna do this and that, and everyone talks about it, but it never happens. This was one of them that I really thought wasn't gonna happen, was that this huge record label was going to remove just all their music from TikTok. And in my head, I was like, that's so unrealistic because that's such a bad idea.
UMG, Universal Music Group.
For UMG, horrible idea. And I was like, that's not going to happen. That's very unrealistic. And lo and behold, all the music is out.
Purged.
How can you do that as a record label? You have all these artists that blow up because of TikTok. TikTok is a platform that helps so many musicians, whether you're huge or not. Taylor Swift, I'm sure she got so much bigger because of TikTok.
Agreed.
It just helps. It brings in more money. It gets your songs on the charts, higher on the charts, especially if you're trying to sign new musicians and you say, oh, by the way, yeah, our music is not on TikTok. I'm going to be like, I'm definitely not signing with you guys.
I think it's a play because they own so much music. They pull it from TikTok and they go, you really want it? You're going to have to pay us however many millions and millions of dollars to put it back on.
But that's what it sounds like. They're probably charging way too much.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because for TikTok, for them to have a disagreement, that means in my head, it was like, they're probably asking for way too much money. That was just like out of pocket. But it kind of destroys UMG. And I feel like now more people are going to, I think gives more people a chance on TikTok to be bigger now. Because it kind of
independent artists, yeah.
Not even independent artists. I feel like just in general, imagine a whole bracket has now been taken out of TikTok. That gives all of us a chance to now.
Yeah, put probably, a boom too.
I don't know. I feel like it opens that door of a possibility for a lot of creators and musicians. Which is great for TikTok.
What's strange though is that, yeah, they pulled like all the main tracks, but if there are other remix songs that have UMG artists on it, they haven't pulled them. Like,
what do you mean?
For instance, Patricia and I, we did one that's a Harry Styles Sign of the Times with one of Taylor Swift songs. They like combined it. It's this amazing mashup.
Oh, I heard that.
The Taylor Swift song is still on the mashup. They haven't pulled that, but they pulled
I think it may take time, right? Just like it takes time when you post a YouTube video, you use a song and it takes like 3 months to get demonetized or get pulled out. I don't think it just like works as a magic. I think they have a ton of artists in mind that they already have set up to pull. Like Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, that's easy. That's like, I'm sure it's so automated where they can pull that out. But mashups like that, I could see them, that's being taken down in maybe like a month or two.
Meghan Trainor needs to go in the TikTok offices and shake things up.
You said Meghan Trainor.
Oh wait, what did I say? Taylor Trainor? Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, you know, you said Meghan Trainor, but why did you say Meghan Trainor?
I think Meghan Trainor is like one of the most popular top charting artists who is very integrated on TikTok. Like,
sure,
she's actively participating in TikTok culture. She's talking to other creators all the time. She's doing the TikTok live thing right now with Terry Crews and TK. Yeah. She should speak.
I like people that like recognize that it's a very big platform and it's like a really good platform for a lot of people.
Isn't it strange how like the whole sped up and slowed down versions of songs sometimes like do get more viral than the actual track?
Yeah.
I honestly like, I always love like sped up songs. At first, I think it's because my brain now how it operates. It's watching sped up like shit is just better.
I also think it kind of like takes us back to our childhood where you would hear like the Chipmunk remixes to like Lil Wayne.
It could.
And you're just like, ooh, it just hits. I think there's like a little bit of nostalgia to
there's
it.
There's one song that it's even hitting right now, like Wayne Wannabe.
Yes. Hey,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it Kanye West?
I don't know, but it's like it just reminds me of like what they would have in like the intro of a song, a rap song.
Yeah.
And then it would get to the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wanna be.
Yeah, so good.
What were you about to say, Boba?
Oh. Well, no, I was just
we have Mariah here today. Hey, Mariah.
No, while you were saying that, I was going to say, I totally forgot that was like a phase.
Yeah.
Where Chipmunk version of every song was coming
out. But they
out.
Like, they would like hit harder than the real one for some reason.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Was Alvin and the Chipmunks bringing music back?
Hell yeah.
In a way.
Like, if you know when a movie
I was Alvin
plays
for Halloween. Huge impact.
Like, you know when you, like any like big show, like Euphoria. Puts a song that's been out for years on their show, and it just blows up. Everyone's like, this song's the best. Like, people are like, it's been out for 20 years. What do you mean? You never heard this, but...
Yeah, it's like a revival.
I feel like Alvin and the Chipmunks brought songs back.
I think Alvin should go back and sue and pull all of the remixes that, you know...
Like, which ones?
Mimicked him.
Oh. Well, speaking of Chipmunks...
Do you know who the voices of Alvin and the Chipmunks were, like, in the past movies?
No.
The actors that were it?
I mean... Yeah, no, who?
One, Justin Long, and then Matthew Gray Gubler, and the other third.
David Cross?
And Jesse McCartney was one of the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like it could have been anybody? Because all they're doing is speeding up their voice. It can't be.
But they have to have a little bit of acting charisma. They needed a good singer, a good harmonizer. Got that Jesse McCartney up in
and
there.
And they all can sing. I know Justin Long can sing.
He can?
Yeah, I think.
I haven't seen.
I'm pretty sure there was a movie where he was singing, and I was like, taken back. I was shocked.
Oh, maybe he can. Yeah. But I always thought that was
He has a long pitch, that's for sure. Mariah, that was joke was for you. You saw that?
No.
I say he definitely has a long pitch. That's a
baseball term, no?
That's a pun, right?
Long pitch. Oh, pitch perfect.
I don't
know. Wait, what are we talking about?
I'm trying to ruin you. I was trying to ruin you.
Sorry.
He said.
Do your dads like Pitch Perfect, the movie?
My dad does, yeah.
There's a trend or there's like this truth people are discovering about the movie Pitch Perfect and how much dads love Pitch Perfect.
It's also weird. The military, like my buddy was in the Marines. He said every single Marine is obsessed with Pitch Perfect, and they would all get together.
Interesting.
And they would watch it together at night, and it was like this huge thing, and they would do reenactments of it, and they would do the performances, and it's just all these Marines lined up singing the songs, and they were like full-blown obsessed with it.
That's really sick.
Wait, is that why they did a whole like army segment in the third movie?
They went to the
military and they sung for them. Maybe they found out there was a big demographic
that's
and they're like, we show
weird.
Actually, yeah. You're onto
something. That makes sense.
That's like moms can't say Channing Tatum.
Yeah, it's like a thing.
Like every mom.
They can't say his name? Like Chipotle?
Nobody,
or like,
yeah. Okay. Nobody can say
My
Channing
mom
Tatum.
Can't say Chipotle.
Wait, interesting.
I think it's the A's. I think it is like kind of
the different pronunciations of
A's.
Yeah.
It's like Channing. And then Tatum is A, so it's like
Channing mostly a guy's name or a girl's name.
I've seen both a lot.
Okay. To me, it seems more like a girl's name.
Channing.
For me,
Channing.
It's like both, but I don't know if it's like generationally for them. They like think of like, oh, the good looking guy, like they don't think of his name as his name. Maybe I don't know.
I've been seeing a lot of people, also a lot of UK and British people talking about how freaking out about how they're about to get drafted. Like, oh, I'm not going to war. Like, all these, like, TikTokers are talking about, like,
absolutely not. I'm not getting drafted.
Yeah.
That's
if you think I'm going to pick, absolutely not.
No. That's Matt. wait, so they, is it being
But what's
like,
what's happening on that side?
I mean, we've had freakouts like that where we thought we were getting drafted.
Oh, yeah, and all those, I love those memes. That was the best.
Okay, what do we got here? British military is currently too small to respond to the threats emerging in the changing world, taking preparatory steps to enable placing our societies on a war footing when needed are now not merely desirable but essential.
You don't want to say that.
Ooh.
That's something as a country, you don't want to say that. Like, oh, we are not prepared for war because that makes people want
to. Yeah, it's like, oh.
You have to say, we're locked and loaded, baby, let's go.
And then you keep that shit on the hush and you're like, we.
That's like when you're playing kickball or baseball and the whole infield is like, easy out.
And they start moving
and they start
up.
Moving forward. You're
nothing
like,
is
damn.
Worse than that.
You are always my team. Always my
easy
team.
Easy out. All right, easy out.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Damn.
Right, I want to wear that on a shirt.
Easy out.
Easy, easy out. Out.
Easy out.
Easy out.
That's really
that's
funny.
That's my favorite line.
And then
like
the back could just be the outline of a field, like the baseball.
That's funny.
Do they not have like enough incentives to like join the military out there compared? I don't know. They should give them education.
I feel like these days, the only people in the military are people that really, really want to be in the military.
Lohanthony. And by serve, we mean.
When that whole thing was out, bro, that was dying. It was like, it's war of the week.
He was good. I wonder how he's actually doing.
Remember when we met Lohanthony's mom? Was it with you or was I with you?
I was not with. I don't remember meeting.
We're at Umami Burger, and I remember.
Yes, I was with you.
That was you. Okay, yeah. I remember we met Lohanthony's mom, and I recognized her immediately because, like, I would see his mom in like a lot of just on the internet in general.
But yeah, what are the age requirements for the draft? What is it? 18 to 25.
Oh, once you're past 25, that's it.
Yeah, you can't be drafted.
Ooh, baby,
yeah, 18 to 25.
Easy out.
easy out, baby. Yeah, we're good. We have nothing to worry about.
Oh.
But like, you're drafting people that literally don't want to be there.
It's not like jury duty where you really don't have to go.
No, you have, if you don't.
Where they tell you like.
If you don't go.
You have to go.
You literally go to prison.
All right.
But the thing is,
I'd rather
if
be in
everybody
prison.
Stood strong and was like, we're not doing it, they literally couldn't put everybody in jail.
Here's the thing. And I want to play both sides on this because what if our country is actually like in real danger? And it's like, would we all rather just perish or are we going to fight? What would we do?
I'd be like, you got us into this mess.
That's true.
You did this.
Yeah, why don't like the main heads just duke it out on like the soccer field?
You guys
or something.
Are the ones starting the war, and then you're gonna pull us in.
Yeah, it seems very childish.
Yeah,
too. Like just the you know their arguments are totally unpreventative.
Uh-huh.
Preventative.
Yeah,
they're sitting there, and like I bet you, if there was arguing with the whole world to watch, we'd all look at each other and be like, oh. This is obviously their fault, but this has nothing to do with us.
Yeah. What a crazy concept, though.
Getting drafted or serving?
No, just conversations, like presidents, people that run countries.
Yeah.
Talking to each other. Like, it's like we represent our podcast and we could talk to other podcasters, but that is such a small little thing that, a space that we control. You're going, what country are you representing? Like, this is the United States of America. Like, this is my country.
Imagine
I'm speaking on behalf, and you're just with other people that are running other countries.
It's like that.
What a crazy.
That montage of Trump meeting all the other.
Yes.
Are they all considered presidents?
Presidents or
are there other terms?
Dictators or
ambassadors, prime ministers.
Prime minister.
Like him meeting with all
kings.
Them is like a crazy like crossover.
It's crazy when you think
it's
about
like,
it.
That's so sweet life of Hannah Montana. Like what yeah. are you doing here?
It's like, oh my God, look at them together.
Yeah.
imagine the four of us had to represent this country and we had to make like a final decision for something so important in a room full of like other people that run other countries.
Like, we'd be like, Zane would be like, what if we just like, wait, really quick. I know this is serious, but like, how funny would it be if we
film this real quick?
Zane would be trying to make a TikTok. He would be up there. He's like, all right, guys, here, look.
Zane would be making Leah like last minute, get him like a new suit, like tailored.
Oh, I'd be thinking, okay, Instagram picture. Like, what do I want? And then I'm going to want like one like this in like a room full
just
of like presidents
oath.
And kings.
What if we had to testify
serving for you
in Congress though, just getting grilled about like our podcast, like
crazy. Like even I just saw that there's like a case. I saw like the head of like Snapchat, of Facebook, of
Instagram,
just different,
all
yeah, different
media
apps. They're all standing there and they're all being questioned about something that's been happening on their app.
Yeah.
And realistically, it's it's really hard to put all the blame on like somebody that just is the head of an app, right? It's just tough. It's tough, especially when it comes to like very specific situations where there I saw that parents had children that have been going through a lot because of just the way the app is going for them. You know,
right. Like
the bullying.
It's also weird to like you're saying, put the blame on something. It's like people.
It's just a tough. It's a tough situation.
Drunk driving accidents and people get killed all the time. It's like you don't see the CEO of Jack Daniels. Like,
yeah,
it's like you chose to drink. You chose to do this. You chose to do these things. It's like you chose to sign up for Facebook. It's kind of. At some point, people have to take the responsibility, I feel, for their own actions. And obviously, like, getting bullied online and, like, things happening is, like, obviously not a good thing, but...
I think it's mostly just to scare them into having a sense of accountability because they never want to be in that type of position again and then going back in.
But, like, you can't stop...
Oh, I'm completely with you that I disagree with, like, the line of questioning and the way they, like, frame how they, like, taunt all of those, like, CEOs in front of people.
People that have, like, people that have right now, like, eight-year-old kids, they also had phones, too. They had, like, all the apps. They knew what was happening on the phones. I'm just surprised that they were willing to just give their kid the phone and go,
but I was on MySpace making fucking whore trades.
No, I know. What?
Like, whore trades, that's a terrible way they called it, but it was a way, it was big in the emo and scene community.
I remember.
It was a way to get a bunch of friends and people would join the whore train and you would have these levels and you would put headshots and you would code it. And every time you clicked someone's name, it would go add friend, add friend, add friend. It's like a Snapchat streaks kind of a thing.
Matt,
I would make those all the time.
I'm not picturing what you're talking about, but I know I've seen it and I just wish I could see an image of
whore trains
of this.
That's because what they were called. It was such an aggressive name, but yeah. I was like, I wanted to get popular on MySpace. Yeah.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Prize Picks.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. They're the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than a two to six player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in.
And the big game is right around the corner. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to turn every game-changing moment into 100x your money. With as little as 4 correct picks, you could turn $10 into $1,000.
Want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and comedian Andrew Schultz? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week.
And Prize Picks is super simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. You're also going to get quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app.
They also offer weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value.
And what's really cool is Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season.
You guys know the Super Bowl is coming up, so this is the best time to play. I know Heath and I are going to be on this for the whole weekend, so make sure to get on there. Go to prizepicks.com/unfiltered and use code unfiltered for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's right, baby. All you got to do is go to prizepicks.com/unfiltered and use code unfiltered for a first deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy, baby. Thank you, Prize Picks, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you. And have fun at the Super Bowl.
We had things like Omegle, like that. We should have not been on Omegle.
Justin TV.
Or Chat Roulette.
Oh, like, me and my friends had so much fun on that.
Of course. Yeah. So, like, we did those things, but nowadays it's so much easier to track, like, and have like Reddit pages on like kit. Well, I have like specific examples of like people who are exploiting their kids and there's Reddit pages about them that are just like just disturbing. And she's still continuing to post. And the saves are like 50,000 saves of her kid. I'm like,
that's
this
crazy.
Is
yeah, it's creepy.
So
that's
crazy.
Yeah. So I get it. Like there's like, you have to use your best judgment as a parent. Don't give your kid the phone.
Yeah,
Mariah, we don't know, but it's actually a bunch of babies saving it because they just love the baby content.
We're turning that off right now.
I can't believe 13 years old is the age. That's way too young. That's ridiculous.
To have an account?
To have a TikTok and an Instagram.
No, and not it my says,
girl,
also TikTok
girl, get
doesn't,
to class.
Use, doesn't use any age verification tools either for signing
up.
Wait,
I forget.
What?
What grade
they
are you in? 13th in 13th grade?
High school. That's 8th grade going into 9th grade.
Yeah.
But then, like, when I'm thinking about when I was 8th to 9th, I felt old.
Like, I was chronically online. Like, I knew what everything was.
Oh, Heath, yeah, I was on my computer. I was on my computer every day.
I was on the computer playing paint, like, still doing, like, paint and pinball. I didn't do anything.
You were on, your parents.
I had child lock on TV, on the computer. I didn't have a phone. And then when I did get a phone, it did not have internet on it.
Now look at you now, though. You made it a career.
Yeah.
Child lock was set on the TV. Like, cable, you could not get, you could not bypass that at all.
I felt like that was heavier security than, like, that, like, the White House. Like, you were not getting through that. Like,
and what would piss me off is it would, like, somehow block something that would be normal, and I would be getting so mad that it was just like,
you couldn't watch like MTV or something, right?
Yeah, like SpongeBob. It was just like random things that I was like, why is this blocked? Like,
and maybe you would go to, like, your grandpa's house and you would pass the adult entertainment on the guide, and it would be like big breasted Jimbos. Yeah. And you're like, what
just,
is that?
Yeah, just hot, the titles. And isn't it surprising that they would even title it that on the guy channel? Yeah. Just title it like adult content.
Usually,
or something.
That's what it said on the parental thing. And even my grandpa's not subscribing to those channels, but you would just see them.
Big bony busty cops. Three.
I did see a really funny clip, though, like, about the whole child lock thing for phones. It was Joe Rogan talking about how he has one for his child, and they wanted to, like, watch something, so the kid called the mom in to put in the child lock password to unlock it for temporary to watch something. But what they did was they did a screen recording of the mom coming in and putting in the code real quick.
Smart.
So it opened, then they saved that whole screen recording and could go in and see what the
That's thing the problem.
Was.
These kids are three steps ahead of you.
Yeah, they're
good. That is genius.
That's genius. I would never, as an adult, ever think of that.
And
ever.
There's also a master gesture thing. Smart. Or you know, you can record a gesture on a thing. There's that. So if you click the side button 3 times, it will perform the master gesture and it will do the code as well.
I'm getting my kids jitterbug. Dun,
dun, dun, get dun, them the jitterbug, dun,
jitterbug. You can text 3 friends.
Oh, yeah.
The jitterbug. There's three?
Firefly, two.
It was like the 3 buttons. One for mom, one for dad, one for
they still make it.
Grandma.
No, it wasn't. Was it even the police? No, I think the police was, emergency was your parents. Yeah, like, you couldn't call.
You got mom, dad, grandma, grandpa.
That would suck. Imagine like as a kid, you just really needed help. I mean, I don't know why you'd be by yourself, but what if that's why you got the jitterbug on you.
Yeah, but I'm also imagine you're the one kid, everyone got the iPhone and you got the fucking jitterbug. Like, people don't forget. Like, people will remember that for years.
But you know what, but I'm going to be the really awesome dad.
Yeah, where, you'll be like, let's do TikToks together. Blow up my account. I'll split you the brand.
I'll put it in a college fund for you.
Oh, but no,
you have to figure out a way to make it fun where you can do it with your kid, or your kid can't wait to do it with you.
My kid can film me as much as they want. If they like,
you'll let your kid have like a full access phone where they can do whatever they want.
I don't know. I get so conflicted where I'm like, what I find inappropriate. And then at the same time, I want to encourage my kids to tinker with things. I feel like the life I have being involved in social media was because I was so into MySpace and all of that stuff. I wouldn't be where I'm at if I wasn't tinkering with the world. If it all comes down to my kid's maturity. If I have a little shit kid, I'm like, I don't even trust you on the internet.
Yeah.
I might have another one where I'm like, you're pretty
mature. Their algorithm is all butterflies and rainbows. Like, you know, it's going to be like, they're not getting anything weird.
Yeah.
With their interests.
As you guys know, Accelerator is the proud sponsor of this podcast because it is the best energy drink. It's the best energy drink in the entire world, baby.
And that's right, baby. You know, we only do the best here on Unfiltered and in our daily life. So let me tell you, Cherry Ice Pop, banging, boy.
Dude, that's literally my favorite flavor. They also have another new flavor out right now. It's Tropical Punch.
Mm.
And it is a blast of paradise all up in your mouth.
And it doesn't matter what flavor you choose, you're going to get zero sugar per can, zero artificial flavors, zero artificial color, and zero chemical preservatives.
If you ask me, that sounds like the healthiest thing you could ever put in your body.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're still getting your natural caffeine, you're getting some ocean minerals, and plant-based thermogenic.
Oh, and you know, I love the ocean, baby. Mm-hmm. Right now, Accelerator is offering $5 off your next Amazon order of Accelerator. Just put your favorite flavor of Accelerator in your cart and use the promo code 5ACCELERA at checkout. Spelled 5, like the number 5, ACCELERA.
At checkout, baby. I got you.
And just to let you know, on Amazon, they have 5 flavors. They got cherry, ice pop, tropical punch, rocket pop, island guava, and peach paradise, baby. So
try the rocket pop, too.
Thank you, Accelerator, for being the best damn drink in the entire world. And thank you for sponsoring this podcast. We love you so much. And
get out there, baby. Go get your Accelerator. Get accelerated and take a hold of your day.
Feel recharged. Feel blessed. Come up.
Show out.
Charge me up.
Show enough.
Plug me in.
Get me going.
Blast me.
I thought you were going to say pop that.
Pop that rocket pop.
Did you hear the new emojis are coming?
Oh, no.
Another round. Let's see the best ones. What are the best ones we got coming?
Okay. You can pull them up. We have a head shaking and a head nodding.
And how is that just now happening?
I like that. I like that one. I like both of them.
And then we have a lime for the first time.
Is that a
time.
Mushroom?
Yes, which we already have a mosquito mushroom.
And baby, we know why they did that. Because some of us are users.
Oh, I thought you were about to say a cultural thing.
The lime one is crazy that hasn't been out yet.
We got a wheelchair. We got a little...
Baby, we are all inclusive. I love where we're going with this. What's the... I don't get the chain.
Like the chain has been broken.
Like
I am...
free.
Yeah, I am off the hook.
Like, Mariah. Mwah.
Mwah.
Blah.
I have never used any of those like family emojis.
I just don't like the color pattern. I don't like the blue. It reminds me of a hospital.
It looks like when you first sign up for Facebook.
I've just never understood the floating Michael Jackson one in the top left corner. Like, what is that?
Oh, that's a Gangnam Style.
Is that what it is?
I don't think that is.
Oh, it's not? I always thought that was
Oopa
Gangnam Style because it's the biggest YouTube video in the world.
But it's a mustache Charlie Chaplin looking floating man.
What
emoji.
Is the floating emoji man?
The levitating man was Walt Hibisco. So this must be a Japanese thing.
Oh.
The logo portrays a man in a black suit. He's a fictional character. Was based on a photograph of Peter Tosh, a former member of the Whalers. Walt got his name from an old American bowling shirt.
Oh, well, someone paid for that.
Yeah.
Literally, I've never heard of any of those words. I've never heard of Walt Hibisco.
Who was it on the Morning Toast? They were talking about how there's not a redhead emoji. Like the redheads still have not gotten
there. Is there not?
Wait, I thought you could change the hair color for all of them.
There's no redhead.
You could change the skin color, not the hair color.
You can go like blonde, brown.
Oh, I thought there was
black,
redhead.
But.
Wow.
Are you guys, your emojis when you do the hand, does it reflect your skin tone?
If I'm feeling a little tan that day, I do the darker one. If I'm feeling like a little pale, I'll do the...
What do your parents use? Or like, what does Hadaya use?
She does the scarf emoji.
Oh, okay. She does it. But like if she does a hand, is it a different skin tone?
I don't think she uses emojis. She's a very like dry, like there's like no emotion in her text.
My mom uses the Bitmojis more than anything.
Oh,
I'm like,
what's Bitmojis
like
again?
The avatar.
It's the avatar. Yeah. Like she created her own. I'm like
oh, Garrett, take her phone away.
Thinking of you.
They're like, are those like automatic? Like they're made in the text app, or you have to like, is that an app where she goes to and gets it made and then she saves it?
They're in your phone.
It's
like,
in the keyboard. Like.
Oh wow! Yeah. I probably never just gotten your character yet.
And then it just like makes all of the different ones.
Wait, did you know when you FaceTime, you can be all these characters?
Oh yeah, I mistakenly clicked some of them.
Yeah, me too. That was crazy. And then I'm trying to figure out what words trigger it.
The thumbs up that just pops up
in
the screen.
Yes, balloons
or like
pop up. So I was talking to my sister, and I said a sentence, and these balloons came out of nowhere, and I was like, "What word did I just use?"
Yeah,
I was
what
like,
triggered it?
Celebrate, fun, yay, excited. I was trying to do my hands. I have no idea what triggers them.
I couldn't get it to do it again, too.
I don't think it...
Wait, you're talking about like the laser one or the confetti for just the text?
No, FaceTime. Sometimes like a thumbs up thing will just pop up like while you're talking.
It must have been a mistake.
But I'm not touching
the phone. No, I'm saying on the other end. It must have been like a mistake.
But we're not touching it.
Yeah, it's definitely voice activated.
But that kind of worries me that, like, I feel like they wouldn't want FaceTime to be, like, a voice-activated thing because that just means... It kind of reminds us that it's, like, somehow just being recorded or...
Yeah, they're just actively listening to it.
So I feel like that's just not a good idea for them to do that.
Oh, triggers. Heart shape using both hands. Thumbs up. Two thumbs up. Single thumbs down. Two thumbs down.
Whoa. What?
There's no way that works.
Oh, the balloons. Victory. Peace sign with one hand. I probably did this.
You're not a peace sign kind of
If we're sarcastic, like...
Oh.
Rock sign.
Imagine you trying to figure that out.
Oh my gosh, that's really scary.
How does it know
you're... Can we test it for the unwind?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like the same of like on a TikTok filter.
But I've been on FaceTime forever and I feel like I've done it. It's usually just my face.
Do you remember when they made the update where they can adjust your eyes and make it look like you're looking directly at the person instead of at the screen?
Genius.
And I think it's still there, but you never can tell.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a good idea.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Dipsy.
We use our phones for everything at this point, but did you know that you could use it for some sexy me time? But don't worry, your fantasies are safe with Dipsy. Just don't forget to use your headphones.
Ever find yourself craving a getaway from the routine of daily life?
Mm-hmm.
Indulge in a steamy fantasy world filled with hundreds of sexy stories on Dipsy, designed to turn you on whatever your fantasy is.
Dipsy's an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women.
Dipsy brings scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups.
And there's a growing library of fantasy series with vampires, oof, Greek gods, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure.
And if you can't get enough of that hot, steamy content, there's new content every week. So in between listening to your favorite stories again and again and again, you can always find something new to explore.
They also have soothing sleep stories, wellness sessions, and sexy written stories to read.
Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or even heat things up with a partner.
If you're a big old coffee bean and you're listening to this episode right now, for you guys, Dipsy's offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/unfiltered.
That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/unfiltered.
One more time, just so you don't forget. dipsystories.com/unfiltered.
Thank you, Dipsy, for sponsoring this podcast and getting us all off.
That made me want to take a dip in my pool with nothing on.
Ooh, you dirty little thing. Did you read about that?
Yeah, I did.
David's getting his Apple Vision Pros today.
He pre-ordered it the second it came out.
Oh,
the second it was available.
Arriving today. I've seen, it seems like, I've watched like a little bit of iJustine and Marcus Brownlee's like reviews of it.
I think it's completely, I think it's something where everyone's going to buy or it's going to be such a hot thing and it's going to be immediately just put on the side. Mm. Just like everything else that we've had. It's too, invasive. What's the word? It's
cumbersome.
It's just too much. Yeah, like
it's not small enough, tight, like simple enough.
Yeah,
it's a whole like thing.
You got to put on your head. On. It's just not comfortable. It doesn't seem comfortable to me. I feel like I'm about to go to Big Bear. I'm about to ski. To me, I'm already uncomfortable when I have to put all that shit on before I go ski. Why do I want to sit in my living room?
It's also like a pound. I think it's heavy.
Is it really?
I heard that it's a little heavy. Where after a while, you're like, this doesn't like your head has never been used to having something this heavy.
And $3,500 is ridiculous.
It's $3,500? I thought it was $2,500.
That's ridiculous.
And the games don't even look that good. I don't know. I saw some clip of iJustine and she was like DJing, like pulling out vinyl records and mix it. And I was like, Oculus looks much better than that. Like,
I'm like, these aren't worth it. Let me see. I put it on. Just immediately just go see you like, I'm like, whoa.
But, it's so interesting.
But does the music come into the...
It plays somewhere.
I think it has like
it.
some sort of Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
Here. It has to.
Right. But like, can I, if you have it on, can I hear what you're doing? I guess it's similar to the
They
Oculus.
Probably have like transparent, like the they have different settings just like AirPods would.
Okay.
I think they're scanning your eyes.
Yeah, it's all retina scans.
It's like clear. It's clear when you go to the, what's it called? The airport.
Mariah. Yeah.
And they scan your eyes. I think they're trying to scan everybody's eyes.
Right. Did we have
enough information off my phone. That amount of detail I put in my phone. Mm-hmm.
That's why FaceTime, they were making it look like you're looking at the camera so they can scan it.
Did we talk about how you can't do the clear eye scan on the podcast?
What do you mean?
The airport thing?
Yeah, so we have.
I have trouble with it every time.
It won't recognize her eyes because of the color of her eyes.
Oh, it changes colors?
They have to like...
Yeah, I'm not like a pick me, but my eyes change. my eyes change from green to brown.
Yeah, why would
they
be a pick
They try to scan the eyes like three times, and then they finally come over and they're like, okay, you have to do the fingerprint.
Why does Clear do it based on eyes when they should... The way our phone can unlock it by just knowing what our face looks like, Clear should just do that.
Maybe because the system... Because I think Clear has been out for... before, like Face ID.
Gain weight, lose weight.
Yeah, your eyes pretty much stay the same, I feel like.
Yeah, right? Your eyes always
except for,
be
except
the same.
For yours, pick me.
That's why I was like, I'm not going to be a pick me because people make fun of girls that are like, no, they change color like depending on what I'm wearing. But that's true.
what color do your eyes change from?
They're hazel, so they look greener.
I think my dad has those eyes where it changes from like hazel to...
like a brown. So, yeah. It's like brown or green. Yeah. So they look darker, they look lighter, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got the shit stain. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where I got that
but
from.
Yeah, your family has like blue eyes.
My grandparents have blue eyes. My brother has green eyes.
Blue eyes.
It looks like gray.
It is. It's not like a... it's very crystallized grayish blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people have just like pure like...
Yeah.
Mine are like edgy. Like,
you know what eyes scare me? Or you know what eyes I always see? I feel like on guys especially where every time I see it, I just can't take them seriously is like green eyes. Have you ever seen like guys on TikTok and they're just like... And
they're relying on their eyes to be like the moneymaker.
Yes.
Like, they're really looking... what are we looking for?
I think it's like that if you have green eyes with dark hair. Because my brother has green eyes with blonde hair.
No, he's bald.
Well, now he's bald.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's bald.
Honey, he's bald. She
fucking ate his ass up with that.
He's bald.
He's bald.
He's all eyes.
But he used to have like just really long, like just bleached blonde hair with green eyes. And it wasn't intimidating at all. Like, it was just like, like he could never, you know, it was just like, well, you were beautiful. Like, it was just really pretty.
Or like it's like the mixed guys with green eyes. Like they know they won and they're showing it. They're like,
that's what I meant to say. Not that you can't take him seriously. It's just that, you know, they know what they won.
Yeah. Like they the know. Dark hair, like the tan skin and the green eyes.
Yeah.
And then most likely, perfect white teeth.
Yeah. That's why I bleach my hair, because like I feel like I need something okay. light on my body. I'm just
spice it up.
What do you do for Coachella this year?
One day I just want to wear color contacts and it's coming. Hey guys.
Some of them are looking really good, realistic.
The color.
Yeah.
They got better.
I like enhancers on like if you have a color, but like people have like brown eyes and they want it to look like blue. I'm like,
Halloween
came early. Like, but all respect if that's what makes you happy. But like, I know you're wearing contacts.
You can see the outline. It's not like filled in properly. Like it doesn't.
Are you doing anything crazy for your hair for Coachella? You always do something, either bleach blonde, a color.
Oh, I'm just going to bleach. Probably bleach. I don't do anything crazy anymore.
I think I'm skipping Coachella this year.
Yeah.
Wow, good for
I think
you.
I'm going to go to South Korea, Patricia and I.
Really?
Well, because like I...
Is that possible?
Is the lineup what to go there?
No, North Korea.
North Korea is the one that's going to go to.
I was like, wait. Well, like, I don't know. The lineup I'm not like that crazy about. And then I started looking at the numbers like, oh my God, you got to buy tickets. You got to buy the house. And it's still like, I've done Coachella now like 9 times. Yeah. I just would rather spend that money and go
do
there
something new.
Rather than also... If we still go to Coachella and then to South Korea, that's a more expensive year of traveling. So I don't know, unless a brand opportunity comes up, but
yeah,
I'm planning
it's
on.
And it's not like, I feel like it's a good excuse to take advantage of like everybody, like, no work is being done.
Yeah. Like, and it's kind of fun. All the content is still like kind of the same stuff every
year. And it might
year.
Be exciting seeing it from the outside perspective.
Yeah.
Like,
I just don't feel like I'm going to have that much FOMO. I don't know. But I don't know. Patricia, I brought it up one day. I was like, what if we just skipped and did Korea? She goes, yes. So.
Yeah. I genuinely don't think it'll be like something like a big FOMO fest this year.
They're still trying to sell tickets.
That's crazy to me. That's insane.
Normally it sells out that day.
Wait, you don't think that they maybe bought more tickets or they have more tickets available?
Or they made it bigger?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't wait until we're talking about Coachella like we talk about Woodstock. Like my parents are like, remember Woodstock? Like we're going to be like, remember Coachella?
But I feel like something crazy.
Oh.
Horrible.
Careful.
Don't.
Just horrible.
I love looking at past years of like who's performed and like seeing how.
I know we did it one time. I want to go back and do it again.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
As you guys know, there is a lot of stuff coming up this summer. We got concerts. We got festivals. We got DJs. We got
everything.
We got games. We got so much. And you know where we're going to get those tickets from, baby. SeatGeek.
And with over 28 million downloads, it's no wonder that SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app.
As you guys know, there are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more, just like I said. And also, we got a big one coming up that I know we're going to go to, Coachella, baby, and you can get them right on SeatGeek, baby.
And there's also artists like Drake, the Jonas Brothers, Post Malone, the 1975, all on tour right now, and you're not going to want to miss it.
And baby, this isn't our first rodeo. You know how easy it is to shop at SeatGeek. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you are getting a good deal.
And each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so look for the green dots. Green means it's a good deal, and red means it's not the best deal.
And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
Settle down. You know we came through for you guys. Use code UNFILTERED for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek.
Again, that's $20 off your first purchase with promo code UNFILTERED. Make sure to click the link in our description box below to download the app today.
Thank you so much, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast, hooking us all up with tickets, and getting us out and about.
Yeah, it makes me want to hook up with you.
All right.
Oh, I got a fake tooth now after, you know, I got my low prize possession right here, my fake tooth.
You're still, like, you're spacing.
Still rotting in its case. But it looks so like, it looks crooked. All right, just look
it's
at
not
my
real.
Teeth.
Oh,
doesn't it
oh
look
my
like
gosh,
doesn't
Dave.
It look like the tooth is should be like straight, but it's
let me see it.
It's turned. Like it looks like it just spun. in well, place.
Did they put it in
No,
upside?
No, it's glued.
It looks like they put it upside down.
But
doesn't it look like it's like this?
It's probably moving and it may fall out too. Like do not.
No. It's been like that. It was like that since day one. I think that was just the way it like he wants it. It's just temporary.
Don't chew
it. It just feels like there's an M&M right here. And I'm just and because it's what he did in the tooth was he didn't it's not just one. What he did was he had to shave the other two down. One of them was also was already rooting out, so that was easy for him, but he had to shave the other tooth down so he could put this like bridge, three tooth bridge over it, which now I can't like get into my gaps on that tooth. So whenever I get a floss, I forget and I go through and it just completely snaps in half.
Oh.
So I have to like with a toothpick like get from
oh
the
you have
top.
To like thread it those
yeah.
ones.
It sucks. It's like hurting every day. Like I still feel numb. And I told you, I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but you know that I,
you're obsessed.
The doctor told me that like, if I just like let it go for another like 3 months, I could have just like died, which is crazy to me. That's crazy. I looked at him like, that's insane. Right. He's like, yeah, it's pretty insane. Like a lot of people die like that. It's just like, it's not heavily told to people that like, hey, if you have something wrong in your tooth, you have a abscess, just get it checked out. Because there's times where it doesn't hurt, right? It gets to the point where it just stops hurting, kind of like me.
Yeah,
right?
Remember, like push through. And
remember
then
it like hurt, and then it just stops hurting.
Yeah,
that's when it's like really dangerous.
That's when it's deep.
It's deep, and it's just like making its way up to your brain. Insanity. Oh. I imagine going out like that. Mm-mm. How'd your son die? Root canal gone. Just went up to his brain. Didn't wake up.
Glad you
it's embarrassing.
Like dying of a peanut allergy.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Somebody actually recently just died from a peanut allergy. Felt really bad, man.
Was it like, how
did they not have an EpiPen near them or like died?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. It was a misinformed label on food. It didn't mention peanuts.
Oh, wow. On a on packaging?
And the family's suing, yeah. Well, do you know what it was? A cookie or something like that?
I don't remember. And then
restaurant I get. But
Keith
like,
Lee almost had like a really bad accident. It was like a shellfish allergy, I believe. One of his like cooking or like eating videos from like the restaurants.
Oh yeah.
He like specifically asked, he's like, this wasn't cooked with anything that had like shellfish, right? And they're like, no, we clean out and change things. And sure enough, he had to like be rushed to the hospital. And
yeah, a couple of people right now, they're saying don't eat oysters in California and I think Texas too, because they get a lot of the oysters from the Baja Peninsula of Mexico and they're having the warmest waters that they've had in a very long time, and then that's causing.
Is that because of the Baja Blast?
I think it's the El Nino, maybe. I don't know.
The wind coming in from the southeastern seaboard.
There we go, right there.
Pulling in.
Shellfish is like crab and shrimp and lobster, right? That's shellfish. Yeah. Any fish.
Crustaceans.
Crustaceans. Yes. So interesting that it's, but salmon is fine when you have a shellfish allergy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Cause that's fish. What is but it? Like Mike, you know, he keeps kosher. He can't have any shellfish as well. Like part of his religion.
It's just so interesting.
Some of them are viewed as like crustaceans or bugs or like they are like a different type of species of, it would be like
it
having,
is a religious thing. It's they're viewed as like just the lowest of the rats,
bottom feeders. Like, yeah.
Are you allergic to anything?
Bullshit.
Food wise?
Yeah.
No.
Huh. Okay. Are you?
No.
Are you?
Mm-mm. I'm not.
Yeah. No.
I've never done an allergy test, but I've never had like a
nothing where I've there was one time I got hives on my stomach, which is pretty bad. But I have a feeling it was like detergent that like never got washed completely off my shirt.
That happens.
But that's like the only time I've ever gotten an allergic reaction. But like I'm always thankful for that. Like every time someone asks me any allergies, I'm just like I always say it and I appreciate it.
I think my mom's allergic to penicillin.
Ooh, that's kind of serious.
Penicillin, an
antibiotic.
Yeah, I think she's allergic to penicillin.
So I went.
Oh, insulin.
Well, you know, like diabetes.
Cut it out.
No, you were saying you were gonna write it down. That's your pen. You were gonna write that down.
Every time I hear penicillin, my brain, I have to go, that's not insulin. Yeah. Every time I hear
think,
it.
I think Florida because peninsula.
Peninsula.
Wait.
Oh my gosh, she can't be around water. Three sides or more.
Wait, or am I thinking of amoxicillin? Amoxicillin is also an antibiotic.
That's an antibiotic,
right?
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
And penicillin is an antibiotic as well.
Yeah. Some sort of medicine.
Okay. Patricia's allergic to strawberries, but it's not like she's going to go to the hospital, but she'll break out. But she, like, dances with it. Like,
I love people that are allergic, but they do it because they like
they
it
do.
So much.
Why are people dancing with their allergies like
it's
that?
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah. We were at an airport and we went to a Chili's and she was like, I'm going to have this strawberry mojito. And I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. We're about to get on a plate. And the waitress was like, honey, he's looking out for you. I wouldn't get it.
Look, she's allergic to strawberries?
She can have strawberry flavored things, but like.
Real strawberries.
But I'm like, still don't. Even if it's like strawberry syrup, don't. Take it. Like, let's not risk it.
It's crazy that there's so many other options. She's just like, ooh, strawberry mojito.
It's like the forbidden fruit. Like, you kind of want it.
Ugh. But it's like, she's not going to die.
There's a risk. Like, am I going to get it? Am I not?
Just the thing is, she'll like do it. And then she's like, oh my God, my hives. And like, I'm like, now we're talking about this for the next 2 hours. And
why
I'm
didn't
like,
you stop me? I think I might be allergic to mango. Because when I eat mango, my mouth gets super tingly.
No, Heath, you're allergic. You're allergic to dark tequila.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dark tequila.
I talk about you and your tequila allergy pretty often. Like people, when they bring up tequila, like, oh, it breaks me out. I go, I have a friend. It's dark tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always forget that I have that.
I always think about that, though. Every time dark tequila comes out, I always am.
I think
has,
just
like,
because
like
I avoided it
allergic?
For so long and like I was aware of it. I just like. I guess I think about like food allergies as like eating something, but
did you ever look up what it is about dark tequila that
I think it's something with the aging process in the barrel.
Oh, right. Cause there's like steel barrels or
it's something like that. Like but there's two different types. There's añejo and reposado.
Correct.
I can't remember which one I can't do.
I think I've seen like clear reposado cause reposado is like smoky, right?
That's mezcal.
Oh, shit. What do I know? When you order tequila at a bar, I know you don't drink, but when you go, like, what kind of tequila do you want? You go, just the house tequila. Is the house tequila normally dark tequila or silver?
It's normally silver.
It's normally
house
silver.
Tequila, yeah. Normally okay. silver.
Yeah, I'd never.
I just would always say clear, like, no matter what.
Yeah. I'm always ordering for Patricia, but it depends how much like I like her in the moment. But I'll and be I've, like Casamigos. Or I'm just like, just the house.
I've honestly not been ordering anything house when I go to a bar. I'll just get like a specific brand that I just know of. Because house tequilas, it's normally like just the cheapest mm-hmm. options they have. And normally those cheap options like are the ones that give you like those like serious headaches.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday I was just telling Heath, I know I was never a drinker. But I did like have drinks.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, it's almost been a year since I even had a sip of alcohol. Like yeah. even when I wasn't drinking, if someone was like, can you try this? I would like sip it like fine, whatever. Yeah. But I said, I haven't even had a sip. And I was just like, not proud cool. of myself. It's not like I was an alcoholic, but like, I was just like, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Last night when we were out, I said, could I get a Shirley Temple? And she looked at me, the bartender, and she was like no alcohol. I was like, yes, thank you. And she just looked at me and it took her like the whole night to make me my Shirley Temple. I freaking took a sip and it was alcohol.
Oh.
Whoa. I think she thought she was kind of being nasty. Like, yeah, no, like almost like a sarcastic.
Me and Todd were ordering Diet Cokes all night. It shouldn't have been a problem for her to
she was that. So confused.
Maybe what she if you were maybe sober, she liked you.
And then that's what I'm you would saying. Have like broken your sobriety.
That's like when Heath and Kristen were doing the bet who can't eat meat the yeah, longest. And, then
they gave me the wrong burrito.
They gave him a meat burrito when he said no. And he took a bite.
Damn.
I didn't swallow it. I spit it back out because I was like, I just said hours ago that I didn't take a sip right of before. Alcohol. I think
it's funny because we're not pissed that there's alcohol in it. We're pissed that I could have been somebody that was like a sober and I've been
or
sober.
Alert, right. Yeah, or alert. What if that triggered me to like start up again?
Yeah. And then we could have started drinking. Like,
forget
all
it.
The
I'm
time.
So excited for Coachella. I'm going woof.
Yes. Woof. Right. We should, since I'm not drinking and you're not drinking, we should like, let's ease into it for Coachella.
Let's see who could go the longest without it.
Well, be careful with those those metal little water bottles they give you at Coachella when you turn that off, like you
what
know,
metal, what metal,
like the aluminum ones,
yeah.
When you open those, that sharp, steel, that sharp metal, it was my first drink at Coachella and it cut my finger open like that.
What?
Just be careful when you open up those bottles. At Coachella. Now I'm always like, you open it.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great.
And therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone else.
We all know it's a tough time right now. We always want someone to talk to that's not our mm-hmm. friends, that's not our family, that's not our boyfriend and girlfriends.
We just want that unbiased, you know?
Exactly. Talk to somebody.
Tell me what I need to hear.
Who's good at this, who went to school for this. They mm-hmm. they're knowledgeable in this field and they can talk to you and they can give you good advice. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, you better give BetterHelp a try.
And the best part is that it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You could do text messages, phone calls, video chats, whatever you feel comfortable with.
And it's super simple. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
So if you're ready to become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not, all you got to do is visit BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath today, and you're going to get 10% off your first month.
Exactly. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast and helping all of our listeners. We really love you.
What's your plan? Like, what have you been doing this week? Like, what's your...
What have I been doing this week?
Did you celebrate this morning?
With Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
It would have been at 4:30 in the morning, so no.
I feel like you used to wake up for it, though.
If you guys want to come, I'm having a small Groundhog get-together at my place today from 8 to 10. It's a pregame.
Do you have a live Groundhog?
Yeah, are there Groundhogs there?
You should have like a...
I bought a bunch of Groundhog decorations.
Matt,
I think
here's
Patricia's
the thing.
Making
what
some
would
stuff.
A Kardashian, when you think about a party, what would a Kardashian do?
They would have a
and
live
then take, and then
area.
Scale by, it's scaled by like...
down by 90%.
I should have planned for Groundhog Day better this year because I realized a week before I go, oh my God, it's on a Friday. I got to do something.
Yeah.
But I would have ordered a bunch of fake turf and rolled it throughout the house. Just grass.
And like put like holes in it.
Each hole has like a different, yeah, a different
only, game. Like by a whack-a-mole.
Yeah, like. Only ground games. Whack-a-mole, twister, like anything on the floor. No I furniture.
Should, Matt, you should hire her for your next party.
Please, I would have done year, it. It's on a Sunday, but...
My favorite day of the week. I would have done it.
So what was the?
It's a early spring.
Wow.
Wow.
What does that mean?
That's usually the more celebratory one. People always want it to be an early spring.
So it's going to be a good year in the Punxsutawney family?
Punxsutawney family. They believe that just, well,
he's, but the thing that's crazy to me is he's only been right 40% of the time in the last 10 years. And it's like,
scientifically,
if I was only right 40% of the time, it would be like, okay,
I wish I put money on it this year. Last night, there was a guy who was like about to bet.
People and he goes, bet on it?
Yeah. And this is my theory, and I hate like spoiling it. I genuinely think it's the morale of the day. Because it's on a Friday, they're going to have like 20, 30,000 people there. They want to give those people a good day. Because I was there on a Saturday, and it was an early spring. If it's on a Wednesday or a Tuesday, and hardly anybody's there, it's a late winter. My theory. Are y'all going to the Super Bowl?
No,
I would love to. I just, well, it's like I'm always back and forth, like in my head, like that'd be so fun. But in, like, I just feel like it would just be so chaotic. You can like, you can't get any drinks, you can't get any food, you can't like. You, it's just.
Well, I bet it's pretty good, the service, but it's, I can't imagine spending like $20,000 for like a ticket, and I gotta be like, I gotta get to this damn venue.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the traffic, the, and you're like, I've missed the first quarter, and I've already spent $20,000.
Did you see the group chat where Jonah was like, "Hey, anybody know where you can buy a box for the Super Bowl?" We're like,
"Sure, Jonah.
What do you mean? Do you have $2 million to put down?"
Yeah, let me text Bezos and see if he's got a.
It was such a wild text and software. I thought he was like trolling us. I was like, "Bro, are you for real right now?"
It's like the boxes that are down on the sideline. Have you seen them? They look like club seats.
Yeah.
To me, those boxes so much more fun than the top ones. Like
you just
being
can't see
right
much.
On the field.
You can't see much. That's the only thing.
You can't see much, but like you're in it. It just it, like to me, it feels like you're in the game.
It's $700,000 for the box, but I'm always
curious. Oh, that's it?
Is that, well, that's what I saw on TikTok.
Jonah.
But I'm always curious, like, if you buy the box for $700,000, does that include everyone's ticket to the game in that box?
I think you
yes,
get a certain amount of people. You get like a certain amount.
Who would be those 20 people?
Yeah.
And
if you're doing Super Bowl.
I'm also so curious. Obviously, it's a bunch of rich people who are buying those seats.
Yeah.
Are those people who are from Kansas City and from...
No, you could be anybody. You could be a big brand. You could be...
Yeah, I'm just always curious.
You're saying, like, how many locals
are... So is it all the rich people in Kansas City are like, buy the tickets? Or is it all, like, the rich guys in Vegas who are like, buy the tickets?
And it's not only... Like, you'll be surprised. There's a lot of them are already bought already every year, right? So... There's certain companies, certain brands, certain people that are just so loaded where like I'm buying it for every Super Bowl game. Don't get like I've already bought it out.
I just want to perform at the halftime show.
Really? Who would you want to perform a
Usher,
side by?
Usher.
Like for what artist?
I would have loved to do J-Lo or Justin Bieber.
Rihanna seems like it would have been cool.
Oh,
Rihanna would have been absolutely sick.
Just
that would
puppy
have been a
jacket.
Dream.
Like, yeah.
That choreo. Well, I mean, that's like one of the best choreographers, but that. That was insane. I want to do Coachella or Super Bowl. I just don't think I'm going to be able to.
I think Coachella is very, what's the word?
Achievable
for
you to
get.
I thought so too. It's just hard. Like I'm not signed with my agent anymore. I don't have that connection to audition.
Why do I feel like it's all through connection though? What if we?
Most of it is.
What if we try to find a party where somebody in that does Coachella concerts is that, and then we just like really try to get you connected and we try to get you in because I think it's all about connection. I don't think it's like audition process or it's rarely audition process.
It's like half and half. Like if you know the choreographer and the choreographer's like, I know dancers that are going to kill this. Let me do them with Doja Cat or whoever. Yeah. It just depends. But I do know most of these choreographers. So I'm just like,
would you do Doja Cat? I know she.
No, sorry.
She the devil.
Mariah up there.
It's the like one time I'm able to book something and they're like, but you got to do Doja Cat. Like,
she's the devil. We're actually going to have you dressed as Satan.
Damn.
Coming on.
I'm just, oh, But if Justin Bieber comes out with Usher this year,
I bet he will.
Maybe Justin Bieber posted in the studio.
He did.
Oh,
and he hasn't performed in 2 years.
I think he'll come out because he's also he's not on a publicity tour for an album or anything. Nothing. That's the time when you do the Super Bowl.
Mariah, I didn't know you were a big Justin Bieber fan.
She's a believer.
Like
who's Justice Bieber?
Who's Justice Bieber? Justice Groundhog.
Do you know that video of him where like Kid Laroi is like on stage and he's on this side and he's drunk? He's like, and I don't know the words and that's crazy.
He's so
fucking cool sometimes, man.
Yeah, he's just cool.
I was in his music video.
Okay, perfect.
But we should just like move on. You know, I don't want to
forget that. I'm the most obnoxious person at a party when that comes on. I was like, that's my old roommate. I know him.
If there's any Super Bowl connections,
I was in the video.
Watching this, please, I'll understudy. Even if I just learn the choreo and I don't go on stage,
Zane, that's still hands on one of the coolest.
I genuinely forget that I'm in that every time. Every time I hear the song, I'm just like, wait, that's really crazy.
Does that song have like a billion views on YouTube?
It's a very, very popular song. And the music video is a very popular video too.
I just love the credits. It's like everyone's full names and you're like, Zane, all caps.
I hate the credits. They're getting all these like cringy moments. I was like, fuck. Like just cringe bloopers. I was like, God.
I did audition for Justin Bieber's tour years ago. Got cut the first round.
Mariah, you know what I should have done? I should have like snuck you into that music video shoot.
That was way too intimate. I would have not. No,
this is it wasn't though.
This is like a tough question, or you didn't get it
at all. What do you not think? Even close.
I nailed the audition and
not
I didn't
even
get
close.
It. Guess who did? Yo Yo Ma's cousin, Lil Nepotiz. Anyway,
did you when you didn't get it? Do you feel like it's not? I wasn't the look they were looking for. Do you feel like you didn't hit the beat as hard enough? Your style? What do you think is why you didn't get it?
I don't think I'm good enough.
Oh, okay.
I think you're
good
enough.
Such a good dancer. I can't imagine like looking at Mariah dance going, not good enough.
Matt, it just sucks because there are hundreds of just dancers.
Well, it was an 800 person audition and they made everybody wear black and no other color. So you couldn't stand out. They probably didn't even look at me. I was in the back. They probably didn't look at me and they just picked the people that... The thing is when we went to the audition... When they have 800 people and they're telling you what to wear, you know it's just for like footage. They already had their dancers. It's still like a cool experience.
In an audition, who do you look at? Do you look at like the person judging like?
Yeah.
Or do you just like look just
above
them?
They want eye contact. If you look down at all or you're looking at yourself, they're like cut.
And they want your smile too. Like, is there like a certain way
facials, you should, like look up, because there's people that book it that aren't great dancers. They can learn choreo, but they're not fantastic. It's this that sells it.
Yeah. Just like,
is it hard not to like mouth the lyrics, or do you just have to count in your head? Or are you like,
it's very hard. Like you'll throw in like some words once in a while, but it depends on who's judging. Some people hate lip syncing. Some people are fine with it. It depends on who's judging. Ooh.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to control it. I would be just lip syncing the entire thing.
Especially if you're dancing with it.
Yeah.
The only thing that saved me at auditions was my tricks.
Oh, like.
But there's people that hate tricks. There's people that are like, you're too old to be doing lips.
Pick a card.
While everyone's doing the same routine, Mariah comes just the other way.
She has a hat. Pull the rabbit out.
I'm on a unicycle. I'm juggling. They're like, okay, and let's see your tricks. Dun, 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 dun.
Just a ball of smoke. Poof. Gone. Like, where the fuck?
Behind the judges.
Just levitate.
Make him remember you. If I was a judge and I was looking at 100 and somebody just took my attention away from everybody else, I'd be like,
ball of
tired.
Smoke is really funny.
and then it like breaks and you're like,
and what's the hire? A personality hire. They're gonna make everybody laugh during audition. Maybe you can make everybody laugh.
Stand-up comedy.
A squirting flower.
Like, I do like hibachi style to the judges. Oh,
the ketchup string that shoots out.
That would really make me stand out. Oh my god.
She has a trick planned. It's like the deck of cards, but she forgets she has it, and she does a cartwheel, and then all the cards just go everywhere. They're like, "What the fuck was that?"
I have to She's improv like it was
like 52 pickup. just quarters.
Anyway, somebody please give me a job. I'll do it for free.
Yeah, if anybody knows anything, just get her in even like a like Instagram skit or something. Maybe background dancer or something like that. That should help.
Right now, Tate McRae is huge. You know who she is?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like, why don't you just DM her?
The thing is.
Just call Tate up.
No,
what
DM.
What happens if you just call Taylor
I feel like
Taylor
DM
up.
Is very possible with her to DM her.
Well,
about that.
She started off as a dancer.
Yeah.
Like one of the best dancers in the country when she was a kid.
How old is she? She's like 20, right?
She's 20. Yeah, she's young.
It's weird when you're like in your 30s and there's these new pop stars. You're like, oh, and then you're like, that's like, it still feels like a child.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's something like
Britney Spears was like 15. Yeah. Like, people were looking at her.
Wait,
yeah.
When she was getting big, she was 15?
Yeah. Britney Spears.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was young.
Like Hit Me Baby One More Time. She's like 16.
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
No way.
Yeah. Which is so like schoolgirl outfit.
I mean,
Hit Me Baby weird. One More Time.
Britney Spears was like my goal to dance with when I was younger.
She always had kind of the same group of dancers.
Yeah, that's like Justin Bieber. He has the same group.
She looked so much older. Like just even her, like her demeanor.
I think
she was 15.
15 in that.
Oh my gosh, this picture.
It's Britney, bitch.
Her look was the perfect like 90s.
Yeah, she's like literally
the 90s.
It's so
look.
Sad when you like watch old videos of Britney Spears when she's like at her like peak and she's just rehearsing with her like
so good.
Dancers and she's just like enjoying herself. Yeah, man.
She was so like just seeing some of her interviews, she was like the sweetest person.
I wanted to be her.
I'll never forget.
So
all
bad.
I wanted was the Britney Spears CD for Christmas. And my
really?
Grandma got me Christina Aguilera.
No!
And I
fuck her.
I like didn't talk to her for like a year.
Genie
I was
in a bottle, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But did you
I
want
was
Baby
so
one,
mad.
Did you want Baby One More Time CD? Because that one had the poster of her. I had that on my wall. She was
I was 16. I was devastated.
It was a different time.
Though Christina Aguilera, though, man, I'm a genie in a bottle.
Oh, baby.
Come and rub me the right way, honey. And she's in the sand and she's like,
how
yeah,
old was
we
she
had
with
no
that?
Business singing
probably
that.
16.
That's crazy.
There would be Christina Aguilera commercials, I remember. There was like, get genie in a bottle.
She was with the Pepsi commercial, right? Or was that somebody else? Or was
No,
that
was Kendall.
No.
She stopped the war?
No, before the 1900s.
But when,
I mean,
the 1900s.
But when,
no, this was a long time ago.
When Christina Aguilera, though, did Dirty, and she's like in that boxing ring, she's like, oh, I want to get dirty.
I was like, I love the way that was shot. I just saw that recently.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw somebody else, Bad Baby. I love that.
What?
When you do it like this and you do it like this.
Yeah, in the boxing ring. Yep.
Where is she? Come
she's
back with the heaters, Bad
she's
Baby.
She's pregnant.
Rihanna does Super Bowl? Let's see some content.
Yeah.
Let's see some music,
imagine
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby doing Super Bowl.
I can't.
And he do it like this and he do it like that.
What's she going to name her baby? Kashmir?
Kashmir.
I was just about to say that.
Kashmir Acai.
Acai. Acai.
Kashmir Acai.
Good baby.
Acai is a beautiful
that
name.
That is a beautiful name.
My name's Acai Marie.
Oh, and if my kid puts a name on her Marie. Test and the teacher misspells it, apostrophe over the I, please.
Acai Antoinette.
Acai.
Acai is Acai. Gorgeous.
Acai.
It really is.
I love that. Right.
It's a, little too close to celebrity kid yeah. name, but I need to take a shit.
I
don't know
did,
if I should do
I
it.
I just did. First time I've ever taken a mid-podcast poop.
Yeah, no, this is my first time too. It was
because it's early.
Coffee.
It's early in the day.
It is. I haven't done my morning routine yet. Mm-hmm. I also have not brushed what? My teeth yet.
Really?
Because I just woke up. Remember, like you walked in, I was just getting out of bed. And I was like, I have no time to do anything. I just gotta eat real quick and hop in the stew.
Hop in the studio.
Yeah,
you
know,
I just like it's just God. My days are just so booked and busy. I just have no time.
I get it.
You know, it happens.
Or just attach a toilet inside these chairs.
God, this shit cast.
Just. Guys, is it cool if we just like sometimes just take like a kind of a like a silent break? Like, should we just keep the cameras rolling? Keep it silent for like, you know, for a good minute. Let the people grab a snack. Just, Let him use the bathroom. Let
we
him
make should
a
start
call
having real, intermissions.
Real I would love an intermission because I feel like there's just it's like I start getting crazy.
Yeah,
I need to start taking breaks.
I saw something and it was I don't know why I never thought about it before, but you know how you eat like a whole bag of popcorn, like an extra large during a movie?
Yeah,
I eat it like the first 20, like 10 minutes.
How easy it is to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had an entire popcorn bag filled with French fries. And they were like, why don't they do this at movie theaters?
Wait.
And I was like,
that's genius.
Bro, imagine.
That's
just
genius. But Heath,
and how big?
Like a bucket? Like a full blown popcorn?
No, I wouldn't do the biggest one. I think like the small popcorn filled with fries is like a good
amount. Doesn't that sound so much better?
That's amazing. Like, you make it like extra crispy so like it stays.
Yes.
Stays crispy.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That's genius.
Okay, what brand of fries are we talking about? Like,
because like, you can't fry.
Okay, like what fast food or like a chain of fries? That's what you would want in a movie theater.
Checkers.
Like,
I would. If it was
Steak
Checkers,
and Shake fries.
No, Checkers.
No, Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake fries.
What do you mean? What is
soft?
Checkers?
I'm not. Well, I know
Heath,
Checkers.
That's not a popular one though.
Rallies.
That's really regional as
Heath,
well.
You have to bring it back. Let's think like McDonald's.
Okay, like McDonald's,
Wendy's.
Too greasy for that quantity.
But we're thinking universal movie theaters. They're only going to work with like a really big brand. So
when you're having that many fries though, a bucket of fries, you need like a gallon of water to like down that. You'd
I mean,
like,
the soda size is like this big.
You'd be like,
like or tater tots. Popcorn chicken.
You know what's really disgusting to think about? Okay, a bag of fries, right? It doesn't seem that intimidating. But if it was uncooked, just whole potatoes stacked up and you're like, you're about to eat
that many potatoes.
12 potatoes inside of this bag, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, they say that about like cheese sticks.
Mozzarella
sticks.
They're
like, you want 4 mozzarella sticks? No, thank you. Do
what
you
if
want
to fry fried it?
Absolutely. Give me the whole. Oh, you eat 8 of them.
It's the same thing when I saw one too about tortilla chips. They were like a big ass bag of tortilla chips. Yeah. So you could just sit there and snack. But they were like put down like fresh tortillas like stacked up. And they're like, what about this? And they're like, mm-mm. And then they just cut it and deep fried it. And they're like, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, back to the fry situation. Obviously, you need some dips. How do you do the dips in a movie theater with the whole thing of fries?
In the middle, the top. They have a section in the top middle.
Like a lip that goes around and like you have different ones.
Oh no, but they have like the butter for the popcorn is just all over the top. Like,
looking like a damn murder scene.
Yeah, they should give like buffet trays at movie theaters to like walk your things and then like put it on your lap so you can have your like snacks set up.
I don't think they want that because of the mess it would create.
I feel like it would make less mess because everybody else got their shit on the floor. They're stepping up. They're
chipping. You're talking about like trays where they put back or they just toss out after?
Like a cafeteria tray.
They kind of have those.
What if they gave you just a whole thing of ketchup in your like in your cup holder?
They could do that.
You're like, I'd love to see what they do though in like 15 years, you know, movie theaters. Like what's going to be sitting around you?
Like I'm surprised there's not like an airplane pop out tray where you flip the little armrest and it slide.
Yeah,
it's over. You could set it there.
Unless you want your seats to be $60 a pop watching a movie. Like
those poor cleanup people have to go like,
because it's barely hard to clean. Remember, you can't get a vacuum in there.
That's right. Don't get dust on the screen.
I saw this movie theater on TikTok that's in Seoul, Korea, South Korea. And at the movie theater, they have box seating, like premium box seating.
Like a play?
So there's the normal like seating in the movie theater. And then up by the projector are rooms. Yeah, where you book out like.
Interesting.
A private, it looks like an arena box.
But for
a movie theater.
So
like you and your friends get like a private box above everybody else watching.
There's something
the movie.
Really cool out here where they do. Like a famous movie that's, you know, a box hit, whatever. And they cook for you and they cook all of the food that they're eating throughout the movie and they bring it to you as the scenes are going on. And the seating is super limited and there's like booths basically. So you like reserve these tables and it's almost like a intimate dining movie experience.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we should totally do that. We looked it up. The prices.
$300, $400
per person.
Oh, that ain't
Which is pretty crazy. Unless they're bringing out like 15 rounds of different items of food.
But also like a lot of food.
But like if you think about movies, they're not like how much food is actually coming out.
And how long is the movie? Because it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Sorry. The one we were going to do was White Chicks. And I was thinking about the scene where they're at the restaurant. And she's... and it's like that giant smorgasbord of food. There's like crab, there's ribs,
and Heath was when he told me this, I was like, Heath, I actually don't like any of that food. Yeah. Like, I'm really not gonna enjoy this experience. that's disgusting.
Imagine
eating that
all of it, like,
with lots and lots of sauerkraut. No, thank you. $400. I'll watch that shit at my house.
They also did Home Alone, which would have been really fun.
Yeah. Oh, pizza probably in the beginning. And then, and then ice cream and,
the cookie.
Mm. I'm trying to think of a movie that I would love to, like, actually eat the cuisine.
Is it every time you see the food in a movie or every time someone's being served an item? Like, does it have to be, like,
do you want to do Ratatouille on your birthday?
They have Ratatouille.
That'd be fun.
And they do probably the strawberry and the cheese as the appetizer in the beginning. That's when he realizes he loves.
That would be a good one.
I think that's worth the experience because it's like a food movie. It should be food movies. Like, what's another food movie?
Julie and Julia?
Yeah. Not a lot. Waiting.
Wait. Ew.
Just a horrible food experience.
Like, gets his dandruff and, like, puts it on top of the mashed potatoes. Dude, waiting.
It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I really have to take a
go.
But should we close it out before I do that? Okay, cool. All right. That's all we have for today, folks. Mm. Make sure to check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms. And then we post these episodes on Tuesdays on YouTube every Tuesday on YouTube at youtube.com/Zane and Heath every week on Tuesday.
Very good. Also make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We have bonus episodes every single month. We do live Q&As every month. We keep these cameras rolling. We just sit here and hang out. It's an extended version of the podcast. Super fun. A lot of behind the scenes content, you know, updates, things like that. And it's a great time. patreon.com/Zane and Heath. If you want to check it out. Also, we have coffeekremota.com. Make sure to check that out. We got cake cups. We got bag coffee. We got matcha. We got drinkware. We got it all. Kremota.com. Jump into the unwind.
Yeah, that's it. We're gonna jump on the unwind. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Stay safe out there. See you next week.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.